You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall worship. Hallelujah, we shall rejoice. Hallelujah, we shall praise. Hallelujah, we shall believe. Hallelujah, we shall trust. Hallelujah, and be glad that He is the sovereign God, the only living God, the great I Am. Welcome to this time of prayer. Welcome to this time in the spirit. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. And we're entering in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High. Hallelujah, where we are abiding, hallelujah, under the shadow, hallelujah, of the Almighty, hallelujah, that we want His words to be whispered in our ears, hallelujah, His words, His truth, Yerebasaya, His judgments to be whispered, hallelujah, to our hearts, His words, His truth, Aki Anderobos. His statutes, hallelujah, rebosia, His judgment to be whispered to our soul, His words, Jesus, to be whispered, hallelujah, and spoken and revealed in our in the sight of our eyes. Oh, yerebosoya, we need His words to give us vision. His words to renew, hallelujah, our vision. And so, God, we thank You. Woo! Yes, God, we thank You this day. Hallelujah. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your splendor. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your majesty. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebo kondia rabasa. We thank You for Your truth. Hallelujah. We thank You, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebo sondia, for Your love. We thank You, oh God, for Your presence. We thank You, oh God, for Your comforts. We thank You, oh God. Yes, we thank You, wonderful counselor, great I Am, Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, our Lord, our Savior, our miracle worker, our Jehovah Nissi, our banner, our Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, our Jehovah Rapha, our healer, the Lord that heals, our Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there, Ayerabokot. We thank You, Jehovah Sikhanu, the Lord, our righteousness. We thank You, Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies, makes us holy. You make us holy, O God. You purify. We thank You, O God. You consecrate. You renew as we present ourselves unto You. We thank You, El Olam, our everlasting God. We thank You, Elohim, hallelujah. We thank You, Jehovah Kana. He is a jealous God. We thank You, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The Lord will provide. We thank You, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. We thank You, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, who fights our battles. Oh, You fight my personal battle. I thank You, Lord, that You fight our personal battles. You fight, Every battle concerning us. You fight our relational battles, our work battles, hallelujah, our financial battles, our physical battles, our project battles, ministerial battles, educational battles. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We need only be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that you are great I am. Be still and know that you are a Yerebasaya, King of Kings. Be still and know that you are Lord of Lords. Be still and know that you are Alpha and Omega. Be still and know that you are the first and the last. Be still and know that you are the beginning and the end. Be still and know that you are the pioneer and perfecter, author and finisher of our faith. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We need only be still and know that you are God of the impossible. We need to be still and know. Hallelujah. And believe. Hallelujah. And trust. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Believing and trusting is knowing. Believing and trusting equals knowing. Hallelujah. We say we know, hallelujah, with our head, but do we know with our mouth? Do we know with our heart? Do we know with our yetayarabosa, with our ways? Do we know in our decision making? Do we know, hallelujah, in our moving? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for in you we live, and in you we move, and in you we have our being. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And so, God, we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, today. We thank you, oh God, today. Woo, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Yerabosia. We thank you, O Lord God, today. By your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. Oh God, we thank you, O Lord, today. Hallelujah. For your light. We thank you for your light disrupting the darkness internally and externally. We thank you, O God, for your light. We thank you, O God, for obliterating those places of oppression. Yes, Sayanavusia. We thank you, O God, today. Hallelujah. For eradicating those places of bondage. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for making us free. We thank you for making us free in our heart. Thank you for making us free in our minds. Thank you for making us free, hallelujah, in our soul. Thank you for making us free in our ways. Thank you for making us free. We thank you, oh God, for making us free. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that we are free. And free indeed. The Bible says that the who the Son makes free shall be free indeed. We thank you for making us free. For what has us bound to the past, we are free. We thank you for making us free from hurts. Make us free from depression. Make us free from bitterness. Make us free from recall. Yetabasia, eyarabosia, that's not producing good fruit. Make us free from failures, past failures that's keeping us bound. I have us operating in fears. Make us free from fear. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Yerabasaya. Thank you, oh God, for making us free, oh Lord, free, Yekaraya, from digging in the past, free from digging up old relationships, Ayarabosoya, free, oh God, hallelujah, from regrets, free from guilt, oh glory, free from anxiety. Thank you, oh God, for making us free. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Emma Sandaya. Oh, we worship you right now, oh God. Thank you for making us free from pride, free from lust, free from perversion. Thank you, oh God, for making us free from the woe is me victim mentality. Oh God, thank you for making us free from selfishness. Make us free from narcissism. Make us free, oh God, from that me, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa spirit. Thank you for making us free from holding accounts of others' wrongdoings. When the Bible tells us, hallelujah, yebokodia, in 1 Corinthians 13, that love, yebokodia, it holds no accounts of wrongdoings. Thank you for making us free from unforgiveness. Oh God, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for making us free from being mindful of tomorrow. Thank you for making us free from being a pillar of salt in the past. Thank you for making us free, oh God, from insecurity. Make us free, oh God, from that place of where inadequacies are ruling us, dictating to us. Yes, God, we thank you, oh God, for making us free. Make us free from hurts even that came by way of the church. Make us free, oh God. Make us free, hallelujah, from impatience. Make us free, oh God, from worry. Make us free in you, oh God. Let us be free in you, oh God. Let us conform. Send your angels to minister to us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, making us free from yerobosia, from consuming that which is unhealthy, consuming lesaya, even rebosoya. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the words. Thank you for making us free from like synthetic substances. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for making us free from substances, hallelujah, that takes us from out of relationship with you, that influence us out of, pervert us away from you. Oh, God, thank you for making us free. Thank you for making us free in our bodies. Thank you, oh God, for making us free in our bodies, free in our limbs. Oh God, we thank you for healing. Thank you for making us free in our minds. What thoughts are like constantly on repeat? What are we meditating on? We take the thoughts captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ Jesus. We pull down the strongholds. Hallelujah. Oh, we cast down imaginations. Oh God, thank you, hallelujah, that as you make us free, you into the place of our meditation, as we, our imagination, as we meditate on your word. Yes, God, minister to us, hallelujah. Minister to us, oh God, and let us take authority, the authority and the power that comes through your word. We thank you today, oh God. Liberate us and make us free, hallelujah, from even things that's going on in society that has us up and down, happy and mad. Oh God, make us free. Oh God, let us be free in you. Oh God, let us be filled with your spirit. Oh God, let us be filled with your truth. Oh God, hallelujah, we thank you. Fill us up to the point that we look at the very dry bones of the thing and prophesy breath. Oh God, hallelujah. Give us your spirit. Let your spirit come up on us, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us move in your spirit, oh God, that we will speak to those things that are not as though they are. Yes, I am. Oh, God, thank you. Let us have your faith. Let us be in your faith, oh, God. Let us be resokotia, be in the faith of God, that we speak to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Oh, hallelujah. And we speak of life now that is removed and is vacant. What is it that you desire to see? What is the truth of God, the word of God, the promise, the plan of God, ushering us in stimulating us and moving on us to speak in that place where that mountain was. The mountain was the problem. The mountain was the thing that was causing angst and anguish and even torment. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and speak peace. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. I hear you, Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Mark 11 and 23, 24, 25, talks about forgiveness. But in 23, hallelujah, it tells us to speak to the mountain. Oh God, we thank you for your Spirit that we're speaking to the mountain of debt, speaking to the mountain of depression. We're speaking to the mountain of the affliction. We're speaking to the mountain of the stress. We're speaking to the mountain and commanding it to be thou removed. And we're calling in and we're speaking life. Ooh, I'm reminded in Genesis 1, hallelujah, when you, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that yes, Lord, in that place where there was emptiness, in the place where there was void, oh, God, in the place where there was darkness, you spoke light. You began to create. God, hallelujah. In the places where we see darkness, in the places where we see empty, in the places where we see a mess, in the places where we see void. Oh, Jesus, give us the words to speak. Let us not speak according to what we see with our carnal senses. Hallelujah. Eba sanda. But let us speak from the Spirit of the Lord. Let us speak what faith is showing us, what faith is telling us. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she spoke, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Like the centurion, he spoke and told Jesus, just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Oh God, speak a word. Speak a word, hallelujah, in that paralyzed place. Speak a word, oh God, in that stagnant place. Speak a word of mobility. Speak a word of rejuvenation. We speak a word of a resurrection. Speak a word of arise. Speak a word, hallelujah, of walk. Speak a word of opportunity. Speak a word of hope. Speak a word of faith. Speak a word of belief. Speak a word of trust. Speak a word, oh God, of renewal. Speak a word, hallelujah, of a renewed youth. Speak a word of joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Speak a word of peace, for God gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that guards our hearts and minds, keeps our hearts and minds. Oh God, we need your peace. Speak a word, hallelujah, of Lazarus come forth, of Yetayah, your son and daughter come forth. Speak a word, oh glory, oh God, hallelujah, Yerabosa. Hallelujah. We glorify you right now. Hallelujah. Speak a word that gives strength to our bones. Speak your word that is medicine to our flesh, life unto those who find it. Speak your word, oh God, that nourishes. Speak your word. That casteth vision. Speak a word, oh God, that causes the blind to see. Where are we blind? Operating out of the blind spots, operating out of the hurt spots, operating out of the insecure spots, operating out of the fearful spots, operating out of the doubting spots. Glory to your name, oh God. Speak a word, cause the scales to fall off our eyes, oh God. Oh God, speak a word, hallelujah, to cause the deaf to hear, oh God. And even where we are maybe spiritually deaf, oh God, oh, speak a word, oh God, that will cause us to hear. For the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Oh, God, cause us to hear. Yes, God. Cause us to hear, oh, God. That we may get faith, receive faith, grow in faith, exercise faith, step out on faith, move by faith. For it is by faith that we are able to please you. Ah, Lord, the Bible says, hallelujah, that we cannot please you moving in the carnal, operating in the carnal. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we thank you. And so, therefore, our faith right now, we stand in the midst of the hard thing, afflicted thing, bruised thing, broken-hearted thing, barren thing, impossible thing, and we praise you, and we say thank you, and we say thank you. Our faith is saying that you are moving on our behalf. Our faith is saying that you are doing, hallelujah, according to the power that's working in us. Yes, God, us standing in the midst of and saying thank you is working that power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And so, God, I thank you, hallelujah, and we thank you that even in this season, in this spring season, oh God, that some things are springing forth, some new things, some joyful things, for some long-awaited things, some answered prayer things, some manifestations of heaven things are springing forth. Hallelujah. Some life things, abundant things, favor things are springing forth. Hallelujah. Your word tells, it says, behold, I do a new thing. Shall ye not know it? Shall we not perceive it, oh God? We thank you for the new thing. We thank you for the blessed thing. We thank you, oh God, that as we are in this place, hallelujah, rebasaya, with you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh my God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what is springing forth. We thank you, oh God, what's springing forth and disrupting the dormant places, the vile places, the barren places. We thank you for what's springing forth and breaking up the dry places. Oh, yes, God. Woo! Hallelujah! Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Yes, God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebasa. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yep, we thank you. We thank you, O God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us is prospering. We thank you, O God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are watching over your word, hastening to perform it. Oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, ebayanda, that you are our maker. We thank you, O God, that you are, hallelujah, our potter. We thank you, O God, that you are, yes, God, you are our reviver. Oh God, revive us. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, we thank you. My God in heaven, we praise you. My God in heaven, we arise. Hallelujah. Yerabosoyah. Rebayandia, to give you glory. We thank you for your spirit on us, O God. We thank you, O God, for your words in our mouth. We thank you, O God. Let not your words depart from our mouth. O Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God. We thank you, great I am. We thank you, great I am, who creates rivers in desert places. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, great Jehovah, who takes and makes wetlands out of wilderness places. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh, God. Who takes hallelujah and gives us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh God, we thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you for binding up the brokenhearted. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you, O God. Bind us up in you, O God. Bind us up in your truth, O God. Yes, God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Make us rich in your word, O God. Make us rich in your word, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for clothing us with garments of salvation. We thank you, O God, that we are covered in the robe of righteousness. O God, we thank you. Thank you for an appetite for heaven. Thank you for aligning our appetites with you. We present ourselves, we present our appetites, we present our desires unto you, O God. Oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God. Align us with you. Align us with your truth. Oh God, anything in our life that is not aligned, yes, God, in conversations, in relationships, in ways, in habits, in thinkings, in movements, in the way we decide and who we want to align it with you, O God. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you, oh God, that as we draw near to you, you draw near to us. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you, oh God, for healing. Thank you, oh God, for providing. Thank you, oh God, for making a way. Thank you, oh God, for renewing. Thank you, oh God, for liberating. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the doors that you have closed. Thank you, oh God, for the doors that you have opened. Thank you for the windows of heaven that you have opened and poured out a blessing unto us that we do not have room enough to receive. Yes, we receive it now by faith that the windows of heaven are open unto us, on us. Pour out, O God, on us. Thank you, O God, for a spirit that obeys. Hallelujah. For in 1 Samuel, we are made aware that rebellion, hallelujah, disobedience is like unto witchcraft. Oh, God, thank you for making us an obedient people, a pliable people, a moldable people, a flexible people to you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Woo, my God. My God, we thank you. My God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, as we delight in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for crowning us. Hallelujah, with glory. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for reminding us that we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Yes, this is a royal priesthood. Ah, come on, hallelujah. What is it to be a joint heir with Christ Jesus? What is it to be an heir of God? If I am an heir of God, Lord God, how am I living outside of me being an heir of God? Make us aware. Make us aware. Make us aware. I'm reminded of the parable about the prodigal son and then also the older son who was in his father's house. And the father told him everything, basically everything that I have, you have. Oh, God, make us aware. Make us aware. Make us aware. Make us aware. Make me aware. Help me to live as an heir in a joint heir, an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ. Oh, God, thank you. Ah, Lord, Yerabasaya. You know what that means? Thank you for making us aware right now. That means as an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ, he hears your prayers. He hears your prayers. He responds to his children. Come on, somebody. He answers according to the goodwill that he has for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. You know what that, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know what that means to be an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ Jesus? That which he has, you have, which means there is no lack. Psalm 23 tells us, confirms this in saying that he is our shepherd and we lack nothing. Make us aware, oh God. Give us understanding to Yerabasaya and revelation in that place that we lack nothing. Hallelujah. I'm even reminded when the people of Israel was looking at other nations and they wanted a king because they was too busy looking to the left and to the right and they didn't have what the other nations had. And they now spoke out of a place of believing that they lacked a king. When they had, yes, God, when they had the King of Kings, when they had Rokondia greater than the other nations, God, help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us, oh God, to into the understanding that we lack nothing and that you are supplier of our every need. Thank you, oh God, and help us grow in that place of acknowledging you in all things. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And as an heir of God and a joint heir, a son, hallelujah, a daughter of the Most High, yes, God, you are very particular when it comes to us, and you will withhold no good thing. Help us to come into the mind renewal in the truth of that we are an heir and a joint heir. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. That healing is in your wings. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I don't see my God. Hallelujah. In great distress and dis-ease. And so if my Father in heaven, then that means I have that place. I receive my place of peace and health, hallelujah, and splendor. Thank you, oh God. And when I say my, I don't mean just mine, but all of ours, hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you that we are redeemed. Yes, that's what it means to be an heir and a joint heir. We are redeemed. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, oh, God. Bring us into your truth. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our reward. That you are our exceeding. You told Abraham that you were his exceeding reward. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. We declare and decree today. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I declare and decree today. Hallelujah. I declare and decree today that God, that Adonai, hallelujah, that you are our exceeding great reward, that you are our shield. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are our buckler. Yes, hallelujah. That you are our strong tower. Yes, hallelujah. That you are our fortress. Yes, hallelujah. That you are our refuge. Yes, hallelujah. That you are our secret place. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And as for me and my house, we will praise the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, oh, yes, God, I thank you for what you're doing in our homes. I thank you for what you're doing and how you're moving in the place of homes, uniting in the place of homes, providing homes. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you're doing, raising up a standard in the place of homes. I thank you, oh, God. Your word says that you give us homes that we did not build, homes filled with good things. Oh, God, I thank you for the homes. We thank you, oh, God, for the ministering that you're doing with us in our homes, the disrupting of the chaos in the homes, the bringing into order in the homes. We thank you, God, for the good news that you're sending in the homes, the healing that you're doing in within the homes. God, we thank you. Oh, my God. Lord God, we thank you. And so we ask one thing as we go from this hour of prayer. Lord, how can we be, how can we be pleasing to you? How can we be pleasing to you? That even for some of us, that's a freedom of getting our minds off of us. Getting our minds off of everything concerning us. And Lord, how can we be pleasing to you? And as we are focused on being pleasing to you, you are focused and you are mindful of pleasing us. Yes, yes, yes. So we thank you, God. We thank you that you are mindful and considering and remembering us. Oh, where we felt forgotten, we thank you that you are mindful and considerate of us. Thank you for considering us, remembering us, mindful of us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. How can we be pleasing to you and see you occupied and preoccupied with us? Oh God, how can we be pleasing to you and get us off of being occupied with a person or a thing or preoccupied with a situation or a condition? Oh God. How can we be pleasing to you? May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you. We thank you for this time of prayer, Lord God. And in Jesus' name, we pray. How can we be pleasing to you? And remember, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.